sure.
Hi, Joel. This is John Ka with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So I saw some really, really good notes here from Charmaine. So from what I gather, you have tons of experience in this field because you were doing real estate for quite some time, and now you decided to kind of take on this side of the business and really go full force into kind of doing handiwork. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So do you mind if I ask, and what inspired you to make this shift, you know, several years down the road from your other job in real estate?
Yeah, it was the real estate job was actually just a side hustle for me. So I worked for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals for 20 years, actually, sitting behind a desk, and I didn't want to sit behind a desk anymore. So I took an early retirement from there and said, you know what, I'm just going to go work with my hands for a little while. So
you know, it's funny. I feel like a very similar way. I'm 41 now, not the youngest guy in the world. And while I do sales, my favorite thing to do is I work in the garden. That's my favorite thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like just doing garden work. And we do a lot of renovating. We have an apartment as well that we're renovating outside of the house. And I tell you what, I mean, those are the fun things to do. Talking on the phone like you did in real estate and we're doing now. This is the job, but that's not the, you know, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like the fun stuff. So more power to you.
Right.
I mean, I can appreciate that, taking that jump in. I was actually just talking to a family member about it. Like, man, we should really start a couple of these like service-based businesses because here at Local Splash, we work with so many service-based companies. I'm just thinking like how easy it is to be like a power washer, for example, or, you know,
yeah.
If you have expertise in roofing, like some of these industries are just so much profit and, you know, it doesn't require that much expertise a lot of the time, you know, so.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
More power to you. I'm glad to hear, you know, someone really getting out of the desk job because they want to do the thing that they want to do. So that being said, obviously I want to make sure we're in the right place in terms of the marketing side. So, from what I gather, you're trying out Angie's. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I am.
Okay. How long have you started with them?
Just yesterday. I was actually, everybody talks to everybody, I guess, right? But,
we have a really good marketing team that does a lot of, basically, we do a lot of searches throughout the industry. And so I'll be frank with you, Joel. I know you're a straight shooter. Basically, the moment you sign up with Angie's, your information becomes public, and it alerts a lot of companies like ourselves that you want to be, like, looking for online growth. Because a lot of people do the word-of-mouth thing, you know, and they're just really focused on their immediate network. But the moment someone gets on Angie's, again, it's kind of like a huge notification to the business
world
that does online marketing saying, hey, this guy, he's taking a dip, right? And he's dipping the toe in.
Mm-hmm.
So that does trigger a lot of sales calls. And again, I don't even know if I'm the first, and I don't believe I'll be the last who tries to talk to you about Google. So, you know, there may be more on the way, to be frank.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm still trying to figure out this whole Google thing, to be honest, to get, you know, from a marketing perspective, I haven't really had a whole lot of experience in it. So I'm just trying to feel my way through here.
No worries. Charmaine did show me a couple things here. So you have a Wix website you try to build on your own, right? So you're definitely putting in the sweat equity to try to get this going, right?
Right, yep.
And I did see your About Us section a little bit and just talking a little bit about you shifting over. And the fact of the matter is you already got licensed and insured. You know how much further along you are than people who we work with? Good man.
Yeah.
You're licensed. It's rare.
Right.
To have all those things. So good for you.
I'm trying to be legit, you know, like, I'm hoping that it propels me beyond the, you know, the truck with the truck, as they say, the guy that and calls himself a handyman, but yeah.
Right. Well, I just sent you a couple text messages, from our 877 number. Let me know when you get those real quickly. I wanted to show you a sample website so you can see what we would build out for you as part of our service. It's not an add-on cost. It's just we know that having a strong website is essential to grow on Google, so we provide it as well.
Okay.
Let me know when you get a chance to pull up and see Handy Masters.
Yeah, I just got it. So yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, again, it would follow the same model of your website in terms of like trying to point out the services and really have a gallery of your work to showcase that. It's just a little bit more optimized, if you can understand what I mean there, for cell phone use. Because you'll notice as you scroll through it, I know you tried to do this already. When I scroll through your website, I see your phone number posted at the top. So you're already trying to do this. The difference with ours is it's a click-to-call button for a cell phone, right? Because as you know, a lot of people get lazy online trying to type in phone numbers when they're looking for their cell phone. So that click-to-call is really a key at capturing people the moment their interest is at its peak. From browsing through your website and the service you offer. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this is included as well. We can import that into your domain if you want nextlevelhandyman.com. That's fine too. We can go on that exact domain if you want us to do it. If you want to keep your website, that's okay too. Nothing's wrong with it. It's just again, another layer that if you felt it helps you, being the, you know, self-admittedly, you said you're not trying to be the online marketing expert, and that's okay. Having someone like us maybe manage it might you know, be of service to you, so you can just stay in the field and stop worrying about what you have to do behind the desk to promote your business. Right. So that's basically what we do there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you guys are you like more into the SEO, or is that not really your deal?
That's the crux of what we do is SEO. We provide the website to make sure that you have a strong one. Once you drive traffic to it, you want to make sure the website pops and appeals to people as well. So that's why we provide it.
Okay. So yeah, so that is your more or less your forte then is the SEO is what you're saying?
Right. Exactly. So this is just the small additional item that we provide for free to make sure that you get the results that you're looking for, because we do a month-to-month service. We're not charging you a retainer or anything like that up front. It's strictly pay-as-you-go to you know, so in order to earn your business each and every month, we do throw everything at it, right? So we build out a website for you. We'll get you a logo. You see where it says Local Splash at the top of our sample site? Whatever logo you want us to create for you, if you don't have one already made, we'll help you make one out as well. So that
yeah,
way you,
I actually
you
have
again,
one. Yeah, I have one done. I actually put it on the back page of the contact. I don't know if you're on my site or not.
Let me see.
Oh
yeah. Okay. So look, you already built out a logo and very similar in structure to what we do, like a 2D artwork. Nothing like too crazy trying to win awards, but something that's just nice and clean and points out your name. So that's exactly what we would promote there on the website. Again, we would shift over to your domain of next-level-handyman.com. And then the net real core of what we do, though, is if someone's in Easton, surrounding areas, Allentown, for example, and they're looking for a handyman, we're going to get you on that first page of the listings, of the map listings.
Where are you guys located? Where are you
we're out of Fountain Valley, California. We have about 10,000 clients nationwide. But the reason why you'll notice the call came in from a local area code, we buy area codes in every domain in the U.S. because – again, we have such a wide audience, and as you know, being a real estate expert, I'm sure you can understand this. For marketing purposes, it does really help us with contact rate to provide a call from a familiar area code.
Yep. Okay.
So just wanted to be full disclosure on that regard. But as far as what we do, again, you'll notice when I look at Handyman in Easton, there are a couple big players at the top. Like I have Mr. Handyman, right? 499 Google reviews. AF Heating, it looks pretty strong as well, but they only have 28 reviews. But then I got a bunch of vulnerable types that we would easily help you overtake. Like Chris Hawk says 40 years in business, has a 3.5 rating. We can overtake that very quickly.
I saw that too.
Right, and it's because I assure you, his years in business helps him, but he doesn't have someone helping him actually gather reviews, right? So that's another level of what we would do with optimization. It's one thing to get you on the first page, and it's another thing to keep you there. So what we do is we provide you with back-end automation. So when you do a job, instead of you asking someone in person to leave you a review, you just send them a text message or email that we have pre-generated for you. You can do it on the spot from an app that we provide you from your cell phone. And you'll send them an automated text message or email saying, click here to leave me a review. Because as you know, having positive reviews from happy people on the spot, even if like 30 to 40% of them leave reviews, it's going to insulate you from those rare negative reviews that drive your score down. You see how Chris Hawk, 40 years in business, you're telling me he only has 29 clients? You know what I mean? Those are, that doesn't line up right. Like, his Google reputation doesn't reflect his in real life reputation, I'm sure, as an example.
Right.
So again, we help you get your positive reviews. If you look at local/Fountain Valley on your phone whenever you want, you'll see we have almost 1,000 reviews ourselves. So we definitely know the processes and, you know, our own rankings on Google help support that, that we know how to do this, right? So just to let you little background about us too, in the 20 years we've been in business, the way our partnership with Google works is they only allow us to maintain our status on their platform as a premier channel partner if we meet the bare minimum of 3 out of 4 clients nationwide have to be successful with us, and we have to spend tens of thousands of dollars each and every month with them on the advertising side. So the reason why we bring that up is you can rest assured we're not going to sign up another handyman in the Easton Allentown area. Or, you know, whatever your service offerings are. And the main reason being, Joel, you can do the math. Even if I had 2 clients in your area, you can see how that can set us up for disaster where one of you is happy and one of you isn't because we cannibalize, right? That's not effective for us. Mm-hmm. Much, much different from Angie's model. And I hope you don't find this out the hard way. Angie's, the leads that you buy from them, if you're doing the lead buy process, they're going to sell it to 5 or 6 other people at once. So I know that you've been in sales for some time in real estate. I will let you know this, Joel, as a, you know, businessman, speed to the lead is super essential for Angie's success.
Yeah. That I was kind of doing some, reviews on that. And then, you know, some people hate it. Some people, like, they've had success with it. And I think the ones that have the best success are the ones that manage it and manage the lead the right way. And,
Right. You have to have that great
thing.
Right. That great speed of lead phone game. And the way a lot of our clients do it, if you're in the field doing a job, Joel, turn off your leads. Do not even tempt yourself to accept a lead when your hands are full. Because at the end of the day, if you're not calling that lead within 10 to 15 seconds, I assure you, some of these established guys who use Andy's for a long time, they got a call center or a dedicated calling agent at the very least doing that already.
Yeah.
So it is one of those things where I understand in the short run, it can be a, what we call a necessary evil, if you will, or just like a different.
That's all I intend it to be until I get myself set up here.
Right.
My son's working with me for the summer and I just want to like feed him work and, you know, get him learning about the business, learning about doing the work. So I just want to keep him busy. So it's kind of like, I can't wait. You know, they say it takes 90 days to really get yourself going from a marketing perspective. You know, it doesn't really, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you have statistics that say otherwise, but you know, most of what I've heard and read is that it takes 90 days for your work, like what we're talking about right now, to really start to pay off.
Well, if you gave us 90 days, cool. You're more faithful than most, Joel, in terms of giving us a chance that long. We look to earn your business in the very first month, to be fair, right? We definitely, since we do a month-to-month platform, we run ads for you in the very first week, actually, to get you going. So I was actually going to go through that as the second iron in the fire. So we know that Google does take a little bit longer to get some established status. We will push to have you on Google's first page within 30 to 45 days. That's something that we do accomplish quite frequently. So it's about a 4 to 6 week turnaround for Google. But in order to make sure you're getting business in that first month, we also run Facebook ads for you. I noticed you had a Facebook link on your website, but it doesn't look like it goes to your Facebook page. Have you set up a Facebook page yet?
I'll be honest. I hate Facebook.
That's okay.
And I started to set it back up. I had like just a personal one, and then my understanding was I needed to have a Facebook, like a
business
personal
profile
one, in order to set up. Yeah.
Right.
And then I got a weird message from them saying that I was declined or denied or something like that, and then they wanted a picture of my ID, and I've just been busy. I just haven't.
And don't get me wrong. Again, as I mentioned, I'm 41 myself, so I don't use social media at all. I try to stay away from it. I hope we're kind of in a similar boat there, right? Not really pushing too much on the social media side.
My wife has it, and some of my friends have it, and it's like, hey, if I need to do something on Facebook, go through my wife, you know, but otherwise,
right.
I don't mess with it, but yeah, so I hear what you're saying.
As long as you believe, homeowners generally have Facebook accounts more than like TikTok and Instagram, would you ask more likely?
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. Yeah, so the reason why I say that is the way Facebook works is really, really strategic. That's why a lot of our clients like it. We will create an ad copy for you, and the way the ad copy works is it shows up in someone's newsfeed. But your wife may attest to this, and I know you don't necessarily use social media, but basically the only reason why someone will see your ad is if they were already looking for the service offerings that you coded into Facebook or we code into Facebook on your behalf. So that way your ad only pops up to people who are searching for what you do on Google or another platform earlier in the day. You've ever seen when you go on a website that says this site accepts cookies? You've seen that term?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what Facebook does. They capture that search query and then they program that to a news feed. And I'm sure, again, your wife can understand what we're talking about here. In her newsfeed, sometimes ads will pop up that are super relevant to something she searched for recently.
Oh, yeah.
So it's called retargeting advertising.
Okay, yeah, because it's like, was someone watching me, right? That kind of thing.
And the answer is, Joel, absolutely they were.
Yeah.
So that really helps from a businessman standpoint, right? It's a little weird from an individual standpoint, the end user, but from a businessman standpoint, it really helps because you know your ad will only pop on news feeds if the person was interested in what you do for one reason or another, did a search for you, right? And what you do. And so we set that up, but the real reason why people really like these Facebook ads, Joel, is not so much the fact that it's retargeting and hitting people at night, but it's the cost itself. Facebook ads are about 20 times less expensive than Google ads. If you've ever run Google ads in real estate or anything like that, they can get kind of pricey. Facebook is much, much less expensive. So I'll go over the pricing so you understand the full picture here. We will build out a Facebook business profile for you. We run $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. And I know that number doesn't seem huge, but it gets a lot further than you think in Facebook land because it's only retargeting people, right? It's not like a mass, wide net catching. It's very, very targeted marketing. And then we do the website that you saw the sample of and the Google optimization to get you on the first page, within that first 4 to 6 weeks. All inclusive, it's a month-to-month program of $249.
Okay, and then so is there a kind of a lock-in for a certain number of months, or?
Nope, it's month-to-month. That's what I said. You saying that you want to give it 3 months, I would say you're an amazing man, Joel. You're very patient as a businessman because, we look to earn your business in that very first month. Your Facebook ads go live in 7 to 14 days as well as your new website because we want to make sure that you capture an audience very quickly.
Okay.
So, and I know you've been in sales for some time, so, you know, now is where I usually leave an open forum. Let me know what kind of questions do you have, anything that you want me to address before we discuss next steps, possibilities.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually, I kind of wish I almost didn't lock into Angie yesterday, to be honest, but That's my
well, like I said, but you're going to have to do Angie's though, right? Like, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to feel like we're an anti-Angie's campaigner. That's why I gave you the pointers for Angie's, because I do know that that's sometimes is going to be really important in the short run, right? So Angie's should not be looked at as a bad marketing effort. It's just one of those things where as long as you understand the nature of the beast, you should be fine.
Right. Yeah. So do you guys, you've worked with other handymen though, right?
Not in your area. So the only reason why we can call you, is that our marketing team has indicated like this is an area that's available. Don't get me wrong. We don't just scour handyman all throughout the U.S. all the time, right? So
no, I understand that. The only reason I ask is that there's some other outfits out there that actually run them where they SEO and they do specific handyman. And so they tell, we know how handymen work. We know the language. We know the keywords. We know, you know, all that. So I was just trying to get a sense for, you know, is there any benefit to that over what you have? You're more broad based. I guess is kind of.
So
hear your thoughts.
I want to thank you for bringing that up. We started off just to let you know, like the background of Local Splash. We used to be broad strokes, right? Like anyone who wants to be online, we would take on, like from restaurants to bars to insurance companies, right? But at the end of the day, we noticed that if we really honed in who we focus on, then we will have much more success, because now we can make these sample websites that are very specific, like the handyman website you see there. So that way, you know, we have everything in stock form, meaning if you want stock photos, stock literature, we can definitely do that. And then of course we would customize it as much as you want, but our number one core business out of the 10,000 clients we have nationwide, I'd say about 90% of them are in some form of contractor work, whether it's like HVAC, roofing, plumbing. So in regards to what you're saying, I'll be frank with you. If someone says we only work with handyman, I'd say that's hogwash anyway, just because.
That's just
their sales pitch, right? Most SEO companies like us, they'll just do their homework, hopefully like us, to know exactly like what type of field they're success in. Because at the end of the day, this is how we price things. If we price things effectively, typically one or two jobs a month is more than enough to justify the expenditure with us.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's an accurate assessment of the pricing?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Just one question: like, what happens to the website? Is there an ongoing charge for maintenance or anything with the website? Like, say, you know, like, okay, 60 days goes by, you guys got me cruising along, and you know, and maybe I don't need your anymore, to be honest, right? What happens to that website?
Great question, and I'm glad that you thought about exit as well. So we're very open to exit plans, and it makes sense, right? Don't get me wrong. We think we're amazing, and you're not going to want to exit. But if you ever want to exit, here's how it works. Two ways you can go about it. If we're importing our data on your domain, right, meaning our own intellectual property of the content of our website structure and the coding and whatnot, you have two options. You either can ask us to pull it all off and then get your domain back to its original status, which is an option, or we don't have any access to anything. Or if you want us to be strictly a website management company where we'll still give you the same white glove service, but just website management, where it'll be the same website structure that we already have, and we'll manage it if you need to add photos or anything that you're referring to website related.
Mm-hmm.
It's $50 a month is the flat rate if all you need from us is website
management. Gotcha. Okay. Because I'm just thinking about, like, right now with Wix, there's a monthly charge, right?
Right.
So I just wondered, how does it compare? How do you guys compare to that?
Yeah, I don't know what Wix's monthly charges. Is it only like, what, $20 a month? It's not crazy, I'm imagining.
No, I think it's closer to, I have to look. I think it's actually 40
Oh, wow. So for them doing nothing for you, they charge more than I thought. I thought it was less than that.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So then obviously for us, it would just be a $10 increment to have an actual manager of your website, not just a host.
Right. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Because if you wanted us to secure a brand new domain, we could. But I mean, I think you already like your domain, so we would just use this one, right?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I guess it might not make sense to change it. Yeah. Actually, I lied. It's $31 a month. Is what it is.
Okay. So $31 a month. Yeah. $19 increment, and you have, you know, someone who's always available to make changes on the fly. And so on and so forth. Again, if for whatever reason you didn't like the fact that we ran ads for you on Facebook and did the other things, which keep in mind, but I understand what you're saying, because you want to push in the summer for your son's sake, but you don't know if you'll need the push year round, right?
Well, I will, because I'm hoping to more or less to do this year round, at least for a few years, and you know, until I don't feel like doing it anymore, to be honest. So.
Okay. Well, then train your son well, and then he'll take over, right? That's the game plan.
Yeah, exactly. Then he could be the lead, and I can just be the grunt. So,
nice.
Yeah, be the gopher, right? The guy.
And then, what are your core like items right now, like that you want to market? Just to make sure we're on the same page, like what are some of the things that you'd say, John? These are my hot ticket right now, this time of year, because. Just to give you an idea, I mean, we deal with so many clients in your field nationwide. I'm curious, do you offer power washing in addition to other services you do?
Yeah, power washing, painting, staining, fences. Like, you can kind of
see where
I go on my
site. That's a big ticket summer item, right? Right, power washing is
huge.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you could go on my website there and see. Like, I just finished up some ceiling fans and...
Okay, I just saw the general home repairs, home renovations, property maintenance. I didn't see that one of the bullet points did say pressure washing. So there you go. So we would have separate web, like pages within the page, like illustrating that and showcasing all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow me there.
Okay.
And so you having three showcases, we'd have like, you know, 10, 12, however many you want on that page to where people can click through and photos of your other areas of work.
Right.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, again, don't want to jump the gun here, but am I missing something? Is this something that you think makes sense to move forward with, or are we putting pause for now? Or
I really do. And you said it was what, $249?
Yeah.
A month? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Month.
And then, uh-huh. So then just talk to me a little bit about the SEO, your work from an SEO perspective on an ongoing basis. Like, just kind of like, what are we doing to keep that train rolling? Because would it fall off? And I apologize, because I'm pretty naive when it comes to this SEO stuff. So, I mean,
that's okay.
Is there constant tweaking that needs to be done, or what?
Absolutely. So the full time effort is really keyword analytics, right? So what we do is we will pick and choose like 15 to 25 top keywords for you to be found on in your area. Then we also program your website, which is why we do recommend our content. Our website has the knowledge graph and schema markup on the back end. Prioritized for optimization for Google. So all the different things, I know what I just said probably doesn't make sense to you. That's okay. It doesn't make sense to me either. I just know them by name for the most part. I'm not a programmer. But basically, all the back-end programming that's needed to make sure that you're promoted on Google is something that we set up on your website itself. So that way, when search queries are triggered, not only will you be found on the map listings, but occasionally when people start searching for things, you notice how sometimes you'll have those listings that aren't sponsored listings on Google, but they're just like the listing of the website before the map and whatnot. So we'll also get that promoted with with our effective utilization. So you'll have map listing results that are improving and the what's called the organic non-listing results, right? It's just standard search results. We'll make sure those are improved as well. And then the other thing that we're doing on the back end that I was talking about is having access to that dashboard will help you garner review counts literally 10 times faster than everyone else. I mean, someone who's been in business 40 years with less than 40 reviews, that's a huge problem for their online presence building, you know? Whereas in your case, we definitely shoot for a target of at least 40% review count per client you sign on, right? Even if they're not through us, don't lead them to Angie's to leave a review. Let's say you got a couple Angie's clients. Don't tell them to leave a review on Angie's, because at the end of the day, when you exit Angie's, those reviews won't really mean much to you anymore.
Right, right.
Yeah, or another way to think about, have them leave on both. Say, hey, can you leave me a review on Angie's and Google if possible? But typically Google is stronger because a Google review is permanent, whereas with Angie's, sometimes when you shut off the switch with Angie's, they downgrade your reviews. Like, they don't necessarily drop the scores, but they sometimes kind of mute their impact on their software. So they have control of your reviews and whatnot, whereas on Google, no one has control of Google other than Google. Even a channel partner like us, we cannot stop your presence on Google, even if you stop working with us, right? So the efforts of us promoting you will be an impact. You may see your status start dropping if you stop with us, but we're not doing anything to handcuff you to us, if that makes sense, right? If you decide to stop with us, that's okay. Some of our clients pause if they go on vacation. That's okay too, right? We're so fixated on small business growth. We understand the ebb and flow of small business to where, anything that you need done, we're usually amenable to, just to make it, palatable and meet your cash flow requirements.
Right, right. Yeah. I had a customer just 2 days ago said she's leaving me a review, and I'm thinking to myself, where the heck are you leaving this review? I can't even find myself on Google,
And we'll get that set up for you. The Google Business Profile will guide you through that as well, because that's something that, again, someone who's self-admittedly not the online pro, will guide you through every step of the way. You're going to have to initiate it yourself, which makes it hard for someone who's not a pro, if you didn't have the guidance that we provide. Like, we'll tell you exactly what's needed. Typically, they require a video, but we'll help you get everything initiated. So that way Next Level Handyman can easily be found on Google, and then we start the promotion process to get you on the top.
Right. Okay. All right. That sounds good. I think, let's move forward.
Okay. So, Joel, I just need your last name.
Yes, Westbrooks, Westbrooks.
Okay. And then a good email address for you.
So it's joel.westbrooks14@gmail.com.
Okay. joel.westbrooks14@gmail.com. Will you have personal photos that you want us to include on your website so I can send you an email real quickly to request that?
So when you say personal photos, you mean of my work or
Before and after? Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, I used the wrong word. Not personal like that, but any photos that you want us to implement, like the logo artwork, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me just see here. So I'm sending you an email from jkyle@localsplash.com. It's just going to say Local Splash. Please reply to all with any photos/artwork. So the reason I'm doing that, it's going to include my support team's email address. So when you reply to all, it'll make sure that we get it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you should get that shortly. And then what is the correct business address? And if you don't need this published online, that's okay. We just need the physical address.
Sure. Yep, it's 15 Brotzman Drive, B-R-O-T-Z-M-A-N. And that's Easton, E-A-S-T-O-N-P-A, 18042.
Nice. And then I have your domain already. We're going to keep the same domain, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple magnets on my truck with that on it. So.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. That's. I mean, I have a lot of friends in real estate just because one of the side businesses I do is the solar sales in California, if you can understand.
Okay.
That industry, and it's not going so well in California right now, which is why it's important sometimes to have a day job as well. So,
right.
So you and I are in a similar boat. We're running multiple things just to, you know, chase that early retirement. If that's
there you go.
Nice. Okay. So you have about 10 more minutes, and then I'll get everything set up here.
Okay.
Okay. So couple questions I have, Joel. On the card, you'll be using also the name Joel Westbrooks. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then do you want to authorize anyone else, like your son, to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
No, it'll just be me.
Okay. If ever you need to change that, just let us know. The 393-7020, that's where you want all the calls to go through to, right?
Now, when you say all the calls, does that mean business calls or?
Oh, I'm sorry. Calls? There's two types. Good question. Calls for Next Level Handyman, I see 484-229-5030. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's also a Wix number.
Oh, that's not yours.
Well, it's my number. They gave it to me. So it's kind of like an alternate number. So I'm not getting calls on my personal phone.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. So Wix does something similar to what we do. It's called a tracking number. You're talking about that, right? Where the call will filter through that number, but it will still hit your number directly when they call, right?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, so we'll do the same exact thing. So we'll probably choose a different number with the 610 area code, most likely, just because it's closer to your number. We might choose 484 if you prefer. Which one do you prefer? I can put that in the notes.
So I guess that what I need to just, and I'm not hanging my hat on these magnets. So but the magnets have that name on. I'm just trying to think if there's any other impact if we change the phone number.
Does the magnets have 484-229-5030?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you can still keep that number with Wix. I mean, remember, we do month to month, so if you need to just maintain your Wix status for a second, that's fine. What I would, and then what we would do
that. Yeah,
I'm
just trying to think big picture. What is it, what, does it even matter, you know?
It doesn't.
If I change
the number. And here's why. If I were you on your magnets, I would put your direct number, just because you know that's never going to change. But then on Google and your website and Facebook, it'll have that tracking number. And here's why I would suggest this model. That way, when you get calls from our advertising efforts, you'll know it's from our advertising efforts because you'll have the data on the back end with our analytics that you have real-time access to, of course, on your dashboard for what we do. That way you'll know exactly what Local Slash is doing for you. And then when people call you directly 393-7020 and you don't have data of that in our back end, you'll know that wasn't us, that was your magnets.
Yeah.
You think that's sensible?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know if what I have with Wix, honestly, though, is a tracking number because I don't think anything's even being tracked.
Well, but it's going straight through to you, right?
Well, it goes through a Wix number. Like, there was a Google number as well that I had initially, and then I switched to Wix just to kind of make a kind of one-stop shop. But they're not tracking anything. It's just the number that's...
Oh, you don't even get analytics.
Yeah, it's just like a firewall kind of a number. Like, so they're not
calling
me on my purse. on my personal phone, like after hours or anything like that. So now I can take this Wix number and say, all right, after five, it just, it goes, I don't even see the number come through because it says, don't call me past 5 o'clock. Kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
Like that's one of the features. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Don't call me. In that regard,
it'll go to my voicemail. Yeah.
Yeah, in that regard, I mean, we can do something similar to that, but really what we do is not meant to allow you to weed out calls, but you can do that obviously if you want on your end as well. But really the main focus of what we're doing is just to give you the justification to re-up with us every month, right, to show our value
right,
every
right.
month. So it's
yeah,
just a
no,
way to
I mean,
hold us accountable.
Makes sense. I get it from a that way I could see like, okay, here's the calls coming through.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So yeah,
okay.
My head's spinning
so,
on this.
No worries. And again, we can slowly figure that out too, as far as the phone number. At the end of the day,
okay.
I'm sure if Wix secured it as a separate number for you, I'm sure they should. I mean, Wix is not a tiny company. I really hope they give you an exit strategy of keeping that number. You know what I mean? If that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a call. It's just more or less a call forwarding. So almost feels like it's a separate service. From their website.
It's something that you can purchase online on your own, like with a call center. Like at any time, like you could have done that and purchased that number because the number usually costs anywhere from like $1 to $5 a month. So it's not like an expensive thing to buy a phone number in today's
that's
world.
That's right.
It used to be in the past, but now it's not. So again, that's one of those things. It's the unfortunate thing is you already made the magnets. That's the only reason why this is even being. A small topic here. Now, so for services you offer, obviously I'm using handyman services, handyman, and then what else do you want to champion off the top of your head as like things that you want to promote? Outside of all the bullet points you have on your website, are there some like a top 10 off the top of your head just to get my onboarding team going? Or do you want us to use all the things
that,
on your website?
That are like the best money makers or something like that? Or like, yeah,
if you
want
to do it that way or if you want, I could just choose all the things from your website because obviously there's a reason why you listed these bullet points.
Yeah, I mean, if we could, if we just include them somehow, that's fine.
Okay.
This
is a good
bucketed into renovation, repair, and I forget what the other one, maintenance, right, was the three.
Right, home repairs.
Categories.
You do like electrical repairs, right? Like small electrical?
Yeah, exactly. I can troubleshoot receptacles and, you know, replace switches and thermostats and all that kind of stuff.
Nice. Plumbing, pipe repairs.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be running any new plumbing or anything like that, but if you have a leaky faucet.
Plumbing repairs.
Or,
right.
Yeah.
Garbage disposals. No, I mean, you definitely do touch a lot of door lock replacement. You touch a lot of different things that can help their furniture assembly. So if someone's buying a bunch of stuff from IKEA, you're going to help them put it together, right? That's awesome.
Sure. I'll say, here, kid. Here's the drill. Playset,
here's
you know,
picture,
like that kind of stuff.
Here's the picture instructions. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know
okay,
what the best approach there is, but.
You're good. I'm actually putting all this stuff in right now. So,
okay.
Accessibility renovations, right? That's what you were referring to with elderly.
Is that? Yeah. But you know what? I'd actually like to just remove that.
Okay, so you don't really like to do accessibility?
I'm removing it anyway. Yeah, because I'll be honest, like a lot of people can't even. They don't have a lot of money. They don't have fixed income, and they really can't afford you. And I don't know if I want to go down that road.
Not to be okay. rude, but it's just not a target customer that I really want to go after, I don't think, when there's plenty of other stuff to do.
Would we say this? I know you said cabinetry hardware. Could I lump it as kitchen and bathroom cabinetry?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Sometimes you do a replacement of the actual
vanities. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Getting understanding, talking.
Yeah, one of the struggles I have with the elderly is that, you know, with the baby boomers and the aging in place, there's one thing I'm just not sure of is you would think the market or the demand, I should say, would be increasing for the aging in place. I don't know if you've heard anything on that or not, but I guess I have to do some research myself. And that's what kind of led me to go that way with that whole
aging just,
concept.
You know what the funny thing is? It's not even your fault. It's the words people use today, right? They don't use that phrase anymore. It's like, that's one of the things.
That's
like
why I struggle with
accessibility.
Yeah.
Right. So those type of keywords, are tricky. And sometimes it's really just pointing out what you do is more imperative as opposed to labeling it that way. Cause the moment you label it that way, then it's like, I don't want to say like the cancel culture type stuff, but you know what I mean? Like there's so much like, tiptoeing that has to exist all the time. Whereas back in the day, we would say like handicap accessible. You can't say that anymore.
Right.
That's not a thing.
Exactly.
It's so weird sometimes. So I put in a lot of the stuff there, that from your website, copied and pasted most of your bullet points. I would say fence installation is another one because you put fence and gate repair, but.
Yep.
You do installations as well, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. And then do you ever touch into, like, minor landscape work then, like outside, exterior? Stucco, anything like that?
I don't. I had a lady call me, like, a half hour ago about it, about doing some stuff around her pool. But...
You know what it is? It's, the next thing is, son, learn exteriors.
yeah, exactly. Getting a shovel in his hand, I'm just thinking, well, how's that going to work? You know,
like
kids these days don't know what a shovel is. They don't know what end to even use.
Learn to do like fountains, ponds, pools. We'll be good now.
Yeah.
All right, and then you have obviously the license and insurance here. So we're going to send you an email to walk you through how to set up your Google Business Profile. So you'll get that shortly. We also do an onboarding call where it takes about 30 minutes of your time. I know you've taken a lot of time with me. I appreciate that. But where you get into more detail even of how you want us to set everything up. So I have times available either later today. I have 4 to 5 or 6 to 7 today. And then tomorrow I'm open all day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. being the start time of the onboarding call.
Yeah, let's do today because I know I'll be actually working tomorrow.
Okay.
Kind of
so 4 to 5?
I was messing up. Yeah, so you said 4 to 5 or 6 to 7?
Correct.
Yeah, let's do 4 to 5. I have to run to that lady with the pool about something else. But I'll definitely be back.
Okay. Let me just,
I'll be back.
Yeah. You're going to get an invite in the next couple seconds here. Okay. We have 4 to 5. Going to come from Jay Collett Local/, the same one I sent from earlier.
Is that via text or via email?
Email. Mm-hmm. Email invite.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's sent out for 4 to 5 today. And then last couple things, we're almost done here. 5:30. Okay, we're going to build out a business profile for your Facebook, right? You didn't build one out yet?
No, no.
Okay. And then at any time today or tomorrow, if you can share your personal Facebook page, whether it's yours or your wife's, it doesn't matter to us. We just need to be able to connect a human being's profile to the business profile.
Okay. Okay. I'll try and get that resolved with the personal thing.
Okay.
Today, tonight, or tomorrow.
Okay. And so I'll just make sure that you'll provide it, whether it's yours or your wife's, provided at the onboarding call. Right?
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll build out a new website on your current domain, correct? That's okay with mm-hmm. you over there, right? Okay.
Yep.
We're going to do the call tracking, so that way you have the analytics there. And then I did see from Charmaine's notes some of the areas. So just to make sure I have a couple of them properly indicated, it's Easton, Allentown, and about a 30-mile radius from Allentown. Is that accurate? Or?
Yeah. Yep. So I'm right on the I'm right on the New Jersey border. I'm not licensed to do anything east of me.
Right.
Because that's New Jersey, so I have to work from primarily west to the west of me, which is, we have Lehigh Valley here, which is Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, ABE. So that's primarily the area, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton.
Okay. I see that there, Bethlehem. Okay, I'll put Bethlehem in there as well. Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, and if you just said, I mean, if somehow we incorporated the Lehigh Valley, that would be great because that would include some areas just to the north that are good and also just to the south of Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton that are good as well.
Yep. I put that in there so they understand the region.
Okay.
Lehigh Valley area. Okay. And then a last couple of things here is what hours of operation do you want us to show on your website?
So 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
And then Saturday, Sunday closed?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then the address you gave me earlier, the business address, do you want us to make it sure it's not published?
Yeah, I would prefer if it's not.
Okay, got it. That's your home base, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, questionnaire is done. Last couple steps, and then we'll get going here. So all that is taken care of. Let me just make sure that was all set up properly. Okay. And last thing, Joel, we'll just go through the payment, and then we will also go through the voice verification portion of the call, which is just the quality assurance, just to make sure everything I outlined is correct, such as the timeline being 7 to 14 days for Facebook and your website and getting your Google Business Profile active, and then 30 to 45 days for getting it to optimize and show up on the website, show up on Google, you know, higher up the list and whatnot, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then last couple things here, we also allow you to choose a security question. So that way, if anyone calls and it throws you off or anything like that, you can test us. Now, when we do call, we're only going to call from the 877 number moving forward, the one I sent you the text from. So that way, you can hopefully save that as local splash in your phone. But if there's any confusion, Joel, you can choose your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name as a security question.
We'll use my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer?
And that's Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
Okay. Got it. All right. And then last thing before we do the card, so there is a setup fee. They don't want to break your back or anything like that. It's not meant to be huge or anything like that, but it's a one-time setup fee of $99. So your total charge today is $348, and then moving forward every month is the $249, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Last step here is the card you'll be using, Joel Westbrook's 15 Brossman Drive in Easton. I'm ready for the card information whenever you are.
Yeah, sure. It is 4147-2024-4449-5475.
And the expiration?
Is 0924.
And then there are three digits on the back?
Yep, it's 801.
Okay. Almost done here. Not going to charge the card just yet. Again, we're going to go through the voice verification. It takes about 3 minutes. And really, it's just if you have any questions, let me know. Just so you know, for the purpose of this, I have your name is Joel Westbrooks, and your business name is Next Level Handyman LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and begin. And if you need me to pause or anything, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joel. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order today, please state the name of your business.
Next Level Handyman, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Joel Westbrooks, owner.
Okay, and as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That's correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
That's correct.
All right, Joel. Well, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking today's onboarding call from 4 to 5. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash. So that's why we provide you the security question to verify the call is us and not another company in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, we'll call from our 877 number. Hopefully you save that as Local Splash under your contacts. That's 877-635-6225. Okay. And when we do call from that number, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to let us know should you on-take any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
So basically, it's just SEO is usually a one company at a time thing. So it's important
sure.
that you let us
yep,
know if you start another SEO provider. So would you agree to disclose
Understood.
If you let us if you do take on another one?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 30th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 30th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, Joel, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, again, at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we'd hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, just make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing date is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Was that a yes?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process this initial payment. It'll be for the $348, as I mentioned. You'll receive everything in writing that we talked about via email as well as text message. It'll say, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. That'll have all the terms and conditions that we just outlined over the phone in writing. If you wouldn't mind, before your 4 o'clock call today, if you can, browse that. Make sure everything lines up with what I talked about, including the $348 month one, and then $249 each month thereafter. All that should be there. Once you verify that, also there's going to be a lot of details about like things like Google Guaranteed and other levels of service that we offer that aren't applicable to you, just to be aware on this actual form. Even
okay.
like a thing like a customized website is not applicable to you either. The websites we do today are not considered customized in terms of coding. Don't get me wrong, they are fully customized, but we used to do a different form of website in the past. So just be clear that the website thing might be a little bit confusing there, but again, it's not applicable to you in this case. And
okay.
again, once everything else lines up with what we talked about. You check the two check boxes at the bottom, sign as Joel Westbrooks. And if you can get that accomplished by today's 4 o'clock call, that'd be great. If not, the onboarding team will review that with you, okay?
Okay.